Speaking about wildlife, let's bring in that wild and crazy meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, he's not too wild and crazy these days. It's pretty calm.
It is pretty calm, unless you're the governor of New York.
Oh, what is going on there?
It's people. It's people. They get into power. They think they can do anything. And it's, you know, sooner or later, it comes out. You know, but one thing I'll give Cuomo, he's an opportunity. He's an equal opportunity bullier. He bullies men and women. But what makes it bad about the woman is the sexual part. I mean, God, you know. Now, I know we have to wait for all these, but, you know, all these women would not come forward with their names. They just wouldn't. I just don't know. It's perplexing. It's perplexing. It's kind of like looking at long-range models and wondering which one is right or if any of them are right. But anyways, let's get to the forecast because it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, talking about that, I only have one big question right now. One big question. Why did this surface now and not a year ago?
Because for the first time in Cuomo's administration, a Democratic legislator was bullied by Cuomo on the phone. If you remember, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, the guy did a big story about how Cuomo threatened him. And I mean, it was an amazing story. I mean, you know what goes on in politics, but this was, you know, he threatened him not only with his political career, but any job he wanted afterwards. So the guy came forward with a story, and you had these women who were sitting back finally saying, well, you know what, this might be the time to bring it up because a state legislator from his own party brought up about the bullying. All it takes is something like that to happen, Pat. That's it. And then the women who feel like they were overmatched and overpowered by a governor of a huge state, all of a sudden they feel a little security knowing that someone in the governor's own party came out and accused them of bullying. And I think that opened up the floodgates. I really think that's what opened up the floodgates.
I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see, you know, what the investigation yields. But I still think from a standpoint of him leading the pandemic last year, not only here in New York, but I would say for the entire United States, I think he did a damn good job.
I think he's a good governor, but that you know, it's like I said, I supported Bill Clinton. I think Bill Clinton was a great president, but I think morally he was a slime ball. And what Bill Clinton, here's the whole thing, as a society, what Bill Clinton did, okay, was wrong, horrible, and there's no doubt about it. But he did it with the consent of the person doing it, even though she was young. Their little foray turned into a long affair. These women all left immediately after these things happened to them. So it's a whole different
ball game. Yeah.
But you know what? If you're a man and you've been in a powerful position and you've done these things, do your mea culpa beforehand. Call these people, apologize to them, here's the way it is, Pat. When I lived in Kingston, New York, I broke up with somebody in a terrible, terrible way, okay? It wasn't, it wasn't mean, it wasn't vicious, but it was just plain, it almost like something you would see in Seinfeld, okay? And it bothered me for years and years and years. So one day, there's a little thing that pops up on a message board. There was a picture of me that somebody posted on a Kingston, New York message board. And this person commented, hey, you're still in broadcasting all the year. It was that girl, and now a woman. Well, what I did, I messaged her back. And I apologized for the way I broke up to her. I said, you know, this has bothered me for 30 years, and I don't know why I did it, but I did it, and I apologize for it. And she got back to me. She said, no problem. Thank you for, thanking me for letting me. It was no problem. If you think you've done something wrong, you may have culpable it out in front. Don't wait for people to come after you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Say, hey, listen, you know what? Times were different. China changed. I did this. I acted irresponsibly. You know, maybe the legislature should censure me. Bob Reamer is trying to get in on this conversation, but I don't allow Bob to talk politics with me because we're so different, and I don't want to. Bob and I are good friends, but anyways, so that's what I think's up with Cuomo.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because I never had to worry about anything like that because I was, from a little boy, always very, very shy. In fact, I remember taking speech classes, and when it was my turn to get up in front of the class to speak, I mean, extremely timid. You know, so it's very interesting that look at the field I wind up with. I mean, not only did I start off in TV, but now I'm in radio. You can't be shy, obviously. I've done lectures galore. So, you know, it was a whole roundabout thing. But up until my mid-20s, I was an extremely, extremely shy person. But getting on to the weather from that, not shy about the fact that it'll be partly cloudy today, 60 to 65. And tonight will be cloudy, upper 40s. A front goes by tomorrow with maybe a shower in the morning. Then we have some sunshine and highs again, 60 to 65. Behind the front, it gets a little cooler. Sunshine, a chilly wind, mid-40s on Saturday. Sunday will be sunny, 40 to 45. By Monday, we should stay in the 30s. We'll have sunshine, but it'll be 30, so it'll even get a little colder. And today, ladies and gentlemen, is the anniversary of the Great Blizzard of 1888. One of the biggest storms in March ever. It started today. I think it raged until about the 14th. A lot of places in New England had over 3 feet of snow. And back in those days, they didn't have cars, so they were trying to get around with a horse and wagon. So it must have been very difficult. I know a friend of mine, I think we talked about this a couple of years ago, a friend of mine who still is editor of a large newspaper chain. He is so fascinated with this. I remember a couple of years ago buying him a book on the Blizzard of 1888 because he has written a script and he has tried to get his sons to get backers so that they can make a movie out of it. And so far, nobody has come forward.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. You have a few million, Marshall, that you want to back?
No, I don't. I'm the type of person that goes through life, and I'll never have a few million.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I enjoy what I do. I'll do what I do till one morning I'm talking on the air, and then all of a sudden people will hear. I'll be my head on the console, and that'll be it. But, you know, do I like nice things? Yes. Do I crave nice things? No. Do I like just to go through life and enjoy what I do? I don't feel like I go to work. It's just, and you have the same feeling. We just enjoy what we do. It's not a job. There's times where there's pressure, yes, like everything, but it's just part of our normal everyday life. And you know what? We're not out to become big stars. I mean, I had my chances younger on. I could have gone for a job in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in Cincinnati, but I liked staying in small market radio, and I knew one day that I wanted to own my own radio station. So, so I'm very happy with that. If I won lots of money, it'd be nice. But you know what? As my good friend Don Martin used to say, meet Marshall Miles. He lives in a cashless society. But anyway, so money isn't everything, but as long as I have enough money to get to keep getting my Amazon Prime and my Disney Plus and my Discovery Plus channels and stuff like that, as long as I have that and I have a nice comfortable chair I can sit in at home, yeah, and I have a place where I go into work, and I have nice pets and animals as part of my family, and I have a healthy sons and daughters, and I'm a happy guy.
Yep, that is so true. That's really what it's all about. So, you know, we have to look down the road and hope that you know, we're crossing that bridge. I think we're crossing the bridge. We're not over it, but we're approaching, I think, the middle part of it, which is what we call that the span, the span of the bridge. We're there, so we have to get over to the other side. The only way to do that, folks, you know, you have to, when you go over the bridge, you have to walk carefully. You don't want to fall off. So that's what everybody's got to do. Be very careful. Continue to be very diligent. Wear your mask. Keep your distance. And until we have a herd immunity, you can't relax. Have to keep up your guard.
Let's just hope that that bridge we're on isn't the Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge.
Well, that looks pretty sturdy now, since I live right by it. It looks pretty sturdy. It's a pretty nice bridge. Have you been over it yet, Marshall?
No, but I think it's a beautiful. I think it's a beautiful structure. I think they did a nice job. I think they should have spent some more money and put the rail system along with it for the future, but they didn't. And you know what? It could have been a rickshaw and to replace what was there before, which was one of the most dangerous bridges in America.
I remember you telling me that, yep.
It's just a horrible bridge. Right. Now, at least it's beautiful and it's safe. All right, with that being said, Pat, no apologies to anybody for our performance today.
Right.
We've got beautiful weather today and tomorrow. It goes downhill a little on Saturday and Sunday, and when we get back to normal temperatures.
That's it. So very easy. And we'll check it again tomorrow morning on the Friday show.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you mañana.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast, a check on the Cuomos, a check on the virus, and more. And, of course, you could always hear it on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Weather with Pat Pagano.